Now, sweet Shinny, wilt thou be wed, and give young Shinkin her maidenhead? If her will do it, ne'er mutter, cot's plutter, will marry and bring her unto her bed. Therefore, tell her before her does go, if her will marry her, aye or no. For her's resolved to get her a wife, sweet Shinny, with her, her will lead her life. Thy fair beauty did wound her heart, and now poor Shinkin must feel the smart. If her is cruel to leave her, deceive her, her then shall be troubled when her part. From her Shinny, whom her did adore, her never loved the like before. Young Shinny's loyal, and here is her hand, and let her no longer disputing stand. Her will give her a gay gold ring, besides her shall have a better thing. When her is married, then Shawnee so bonny, with Sheffery Morgan will dance and sing. Hugh the harper shall play all the day, and her will be both gallant and gay. The thoughts of the wedding made Shinny to smile, she laughing and simpering flood a while. Then with modesty she replied, if you obtain me to be your bride, invite my cousins Welsh Mary and Sarri, Welsh Robin and William with Tom beside. For her cousins will take it unkind, if not invited her soon will find. Then speak, young Shinkin, and be not afraid, for if thou art willing the match is made. Nay, quoth Shinkin, this shall be done, for her will send to them every one. Her cousin Taffy with Hukin and Sukin, and old Shonap Morgan with her old son. All shall come to her wedding, my dear, and her will feast them with dainty cheer. A good Welsh pudding her mean to provide, with pig, goose, and capon, and prawn beside. Then they making no more delay, but straight appointing the wedding day, and all her cousins preparing and wearing their holiday jarkets and best array. When her Shinkin had married her bride, her brought her home in all state and pride. Full 60 Welshmen and women was there, the like of this wedding you seldom hear. After dinner, as I am true, Welsh Kate with Winnie and cousin Sue, they were for dancing and drinking to Shinkin, nay, old Shonap Morgan and all the crew. Then the bottles of ale they did fly, loud acclamations did fill the sky. At last the liquor got into their crown, and then in their dancing they tumbled down. Being fuddled, they all fell out, and then there was a sad revel rout. They fell to fighting, both swearing and tearing, not one in the company did stand out. Then young Shinkin, he slipping aside, from all the rabble her got her bride. But when they missed him, they then did pursue, after the young bride, aye, and stripped her too. Her Welsh friends, they were soon her foes, for as we very well may suppose, what was the reason of ripping and stripping the bride? She had borrowed her wedding clothes. Now when they had got him away, they did go, and left the bridegroom and bride also. But Shawnap Morgan on them did attend, and thus the Welsh wedding was at an end.